And we're joined right now by Michael Jones. Ended up with 11 points on the evening. 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 36 minutes of action. And, Mike, you look at these games. You've got the target on your backs as the number one team. And it has not been easy. The Hawks brought everything they had here tonight.
Yep. St. Joe's a great team. And, you know, nowadays we're getting everybody's best shot. And, we got to welcome it, even though, we'd like to – maybe not have as many of these close games, but it's a good challenge every night out.
Speak to the defense that they were playing, because I know in the first half they were losing, or they were allowing a ton of space between Luka, Sam, all the bigs. How was that disrupting what you guys were initially trying to do?
It's always a little bit of an adjustment. I think Luka missed his first couple, and that didn't we didn't get into a great rhythm. And none of us really shot well from three. I think we shot less than 10% from three, so it's always good to win a game when you shoot single digits from three, especially as a team like us who likes to put them up. But, it's just an adjustment. They did a good job disrupting some of our cuts, and, that them sagging off there allowed them to, press up on the rest of us on the perimeter and, disrupt us a little bit. Went into halftime, coach made some great adjustments, and we were able to attack in the second half.
Mike, on a night like tonight when the shots just aren't falling, and 2 for 23 from 3-point range, and Lee hit a three on the first possession of the game, so it was one from there. But what are the things that happened tonight that still was able to push you through and grind it out?
We fought and we just kept fighting. In the first half, coach said at halftime when we were down 7. We're getting good looks, but we're not getting any of the 50-50 balls. That's what was really hurting us. We couldn't get stops there for a little while in the middle of the first half, and so that was really the focus: just get stops and get those 50-50 balls. And we were able to focus on that, get some big ones in the second half and overtime, and we just kept fighting.
Reynolds hits the three down here with about 2:25 left in overtime. Quickly the other way. Take us through your floater and the foul.
I think Luka caught the ball up top, and they had been top locking the wings all night, and then playing a drop with their big man in the paint. So, they were making it difficult to set ball screens or icing the side ball screens. So I was able to come across. Luka made a good handoff and clipped my guy. So I was able to get downhill, and their big man was obviously back in a drop. So he was able to get downhill a little bit and get a good look and get the harm as well.
So you look at the defense by you guys in the second half. You hold them to 27.3% from the floor in regulation in the second half. They'd shot 52% in that first half. You talked about the fight, and a big part of that, what you guys executed extremely well, were closeouts.
Yep.
Describe that for everybody at home. What sort of goes into that so you can set yourself up for success? Because Coach said this was probably the best closeout effort since Charlotte, which was forever ago.
Yep, yeah. Coach really emphasized that in practice this week. After last weekend playing over at George Washington, we didn't really have any bite in our closeouts. We let them get in rhythm and knock down some shots. So that was a really big focus for us. And St. Joe's has some great shooters, so we really had to get out there, force them to put it on the deck. And I thought we did a good job of that, having bite in our closeouts, getting out to all their shooters and making them miss.
So this victory tonight, your 20 wins, that's sort of a symbolic milestone for any college team to get to. How much do you guys pay attention to any of the noise outside, or are you pretty darn focused on one game at a time?
It's obviously you hear the noise, but we're really just focused on our locker room. We like to keep everything internal. We just come to practice every day, try to get better, and just worry about ourselves. We say it every game. Obviously, there's a lot of great teams in our league, and we do a great job scouting and all that. But at the end of the day, we're really playing ourselves every time we come out. So, we just want to keep getting better every night.
Well, Mike, thanks for your time as always. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
So, Mike Jones joining us here on the post-game show. And